Nat Domenichelli, the general manager of the Vancouver Giants, in just a moment here as he steps into the broadcast booth here in the banquet hall at Langley Event Center. And Nat, that was quite the victory for your team in this one. You get four out of a possible 4 points against a divisional rival. It was looking a little scary early on, 3-1 deficit, but the guys battled back beautifully and get the 5-3 win at home. That's got to feel good.
Yeah, it was a good weekend for sure. A lot of character tonight, especially down early in the game, like you said, 3-1, and to see the guys stick with it and come out with 5-3 win, a lot of positives.
Nat, we talked about it before you got here. We know that going into the season, this is a pretty talented forward group. They've got some skill, but it looked to me they've added compete to that skill, and that can take you a long way.
I think coming into this, like Parker and I talked about, who are we? We're new. Going out east right away, a lot of road games. We gave up a lot of goals very early in the season, but I like the fact that we can score. You know, you need to be able to create, you need to be able to generate goals. We have that. And then now, coming out of this really tough stretch to start with two back-to-back 3-3 is an Eastern trip. So now the coaches are going to have some time. We're going to be here in Vancouver. The schedule's going to, you know, soften a little bit. So what I'm hoping now is the coaches are going to get their hooks into the team and be able to bring his system and play away from the puck. But there's a lot of positives, Bill.
Do you think that it's – well, I know the answer to my question. It's obviously a terrific advantage if kids play defensively instinctively. Without always having to say, where do I got to be? What is our structure? What am I supposed to do? And I kind of sense that when you look at that group, there's a lot of plays that are made without too much thinking about it. I'm talking about defensively.
It's starting to come. You can see each week it's gotten better and better. I mean, when we were out in Saskatchewan, it was wild. I'll be honest with you. It was really entertaining, probably for the fans and for the guys, but from a winning point, standpoint, it's very difficult to win in 6-5, 7-6 games. But last weekend, like, I saw a really good game at home against Medicine Hat. Coming into this weekend, it was a little bit wild against Portland. But tonight, I think fatigue was a factor for both teams tonight, 3-3. But like you said, we stuck with it. We were a lot better in the third period. Their structure, Burkhood was solid again. So it was a lot of positive signs.
Well, you know, go back to the second period. I thought your forward group, you had two 2-on-1s, if I'm not mistaken, that you scored on. You had two breakaways that Schmitty and Tittleback missed. And it seemed to me that all of a sudden you look up at the Blazers and you say, hey, they got a little problem with the speed. They've got to be careful that they defend and that they're ready because these guys will blow by them. That is something that sometimes you can tell in a game when the tide kind of turns. And it was a late goal in period two and obviously the early one in period three. But I kind of felt that the Blazers were starting to have some trouble with what we expect from this forward group, and that is speed and talent.
It was a huge goal by Blake Jorney right at the end of the second period. We're down 3-1. Probably not a real result in the game because we actually, like you said, we had breakaways. We had 2-on-1s. And then Blake scores there late at the end of the second to make it 2-3. And I think that was a big, big goal in the game. Going into the third period, if we're down 3-1, then it's tough. And then coming out for the third period, a lot of credit to the guys. We scored in the first minute, 3-3, and kind of changed the game.
We've talked endlessly about the offense. By my count, that's 8 straight games now with 3 or more goals since the shutout against Prince Albert. So awesome job by the offense. But defensively, your team, you know, we talked about the top scorers on Kamloops coming into this. J.P. Hurlburt, no points, a -1. The guy that had the hat trick yesterday, Jordan Keller, no points, a -4 tonight. Like, what do you think of the job of the defensive group as a team they did tonight?
It's starting to come. I'm going to be honest, I'd like to see it a little tighter, especially long-term as a structure. I want to see clean exits. I want to see wingers getting the pucks out on the boards. And I call it ping pong. I don't like to see the game up and down and up and down. You have to stay above the puck. But it's a new group. We have a new staff. We have a lot of young players, but they're growing. And so what I was really happy with tonight is the pushback, and then third game in 3 nights, the group stuck together, a lot of character. So lot of positives going forward.
So having said that, defensively, how much slack, and it's hard to, I think it's probably hard to put in words, but do you cut a guy like Cameron Schmidt? And you allow him to be that explosive? I said the other day with Brooke Ward, I say you want to build a team, but you also have to let a guy like Cameron Schmidt know that he is the most important part offensively of that group. So do you cut him some slack? Nate, two games he played was a 15-year-old. He had three breakaways, back-to-back Tri-City and Spokane. Is that a threat you're still looking from him?
Sure. I mean, the coaches have talked to all the forwards, Cameron included, all of them. I mean, there's going to be a time and place in the game when it's time to go, but it's just when there's no play to be made, sometimes the best play is just keep pushing the puck forward, get it behind the defenseman. You can't try to invent something that's not there. And I thought early in the season, like, we had defensemen trying to throw 30, 40-foot passes, and we were getting bit. It was coming back down our throat. And actually, I thought our goalies had been good all year. They've been solid all year. And some of the games, it just wasn't fair. We weren't playing well in front of them. And I think every time our forwards manage the puck and they get the puck behind their defense, we have enough offense. We're going to get our goals. Just makes it easier for the whole team.
I got to go to last night and ask you about Leo scoring in Kamloops. Obviously, you're home for 4 years. Talk about how special that was, game result aside.
Yeah, for my dad, obviously, it's exciting. As a general manager, I've been pretty hard on him. I said, okay, I'll give you 10 games, but we got to get going here because I know who he is, and he's a better player than what his stats are. But, I mean, we had the joke. I mean, he scored in preseason in Kamloops, and then he scored last night in Kamloops. We talked this morning. I said, there's more than one rink in the league. So, but he's like everybody else. I mean, he's gotten better. I think all of our European players have gotten better. Tomic as well. Jan Skok on defense. I mean, he's finding his way. It takes about 2 months, to be honest. I mean, it's hard to transition even as an adult back to North America. So these young guys, they're all going to need a little bit of time, and Leo included.
Was it a little extra special that it was such an important goal in that game when he scored it?
Well, I guess at the time, I mean, it became a 4-4 game right there, and we were down even last night. We're down 4-2 in the second, found a way to come back. So a lot of character for this team to have two come-from-behind wins.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And Kelton Pine, last weekend with the job he did in Penticton in that middle game of 3-3, got us a shootout loss, got a point, got 2 points last night. You got to be really pleased with that kid in goal as a 20-year-old.
Yeah, I think just looking at our schedule, to be honest, Bill, and looking at the league since I came in, I mean, we didn't have three 20-year-old spots. And then the injury to Owen kind of sped things up. I just think in our league, if we want to have points consistently, it's a two-goalie league.
Has the league changed much since you played?
I mean, the schedule, it is what it is. But, I mean, the competition's so tight, and you're going to need two goalies if you want to have weekends like we did last weekend where we got 5 out of 6, and then tonight. And if you just have one guy, I mean, it's not fair. I really hit me when we were in Saskatchewan really early. Like, we got those points in Moose Jaw, and then right away we got to play 4 games in 5 nights. And the team's tired, and then you get behind in games, and then you have to change the way you play. And that's not a recipe for long-term success. So I jumped on it right away. And I know maybe usually teams would say, well, why have a 20-year-old in goal? Because you can't use them every night.
Yeah.
But I just believe that it's the most important position, and you have to have rock-solid goaltending to have a chance in any league.
After that win in Moose Jaw, you end up playing Saskatoon and Prince Albert, two teams that are rebuilding for a championship run this year. It's tough.
Well, and then Brandon and then Regina, right? 4 and 5 nights right there. So, but we're happy. I mean, Kelton's a good guy. He's fitting good to the dressing room, and it's going to be an important piece, him and Burke Hood, if we can get consistent goaltending out of them and the team can play with structure, I think we have a chance to do some damage.
Last question. This was the 11th different opponent, I think, last night. You now, after tonight, you see another seven teams that you never seen before. You had Cologne in here, and we should advertise that quickly.
Yep.
That's next Saturday.
Saturday night. Yeah. You play 2 games Saturday, Sunday.
Prince George Sunday, Tri-City, Seattle, Everett, Edmonton, Lethbridge. From a team standpoint, from a coaching standpoint, is that good?
Well, I think what it does is if we're going to play a lot of different teams, it's going to be really important for Parker and the coaching staff to identify our structure, who are the Vancouver Giants. And we have to play the way consistently which wins hockey games. They have to teach where to, these players, where the puck needs to go. We're very, you guys, you can see we're very good on the power play.
Oh, yeah.
Our penalty killing is getting better every day. We've made some changes. So if we can consistently make it hard for the opponents, especially in our home rink, then the opponent's not going to really matter. I think having so many different opponents in the next month, it'll be important to focus on who we are. And then as we get deeper into the season, I think the coaches, then you can start gauging about the opponents. Yeah. But I think for the, especially because everybody's new, I think for the first 30 games here, it's all going to be about how Parker wants to play.
Yeah, great answer to that, too. Coach, you, working with me, you'll see I have three last questions. So, but I will say this. I don't want to miss this. A guy that's jumped off the page for me, and he did actually a training camp, brand new kid, is Lance McCloskey. What's your thoughts on his play so far?
Well, I think he has the things that we like in a player, which he's smart and he can skate. Those two qualities are really hard to find in players, and the game's getting faster and faster. So we like Lance. I think for Lance to take another step to be a really complete player in the WHL, he's going to learn how to be consistent as any rookie. He's had some good nights and some bad nights. His intensity, and then when he came from Fairmont, he was the number one guy who only played the power play, so he didn't have to defend. Here at the WHL, he's going to have to play defense. He's going to have to kill penalties. So he's going to learn all those things. But we're lucky. Our scouts did a great job to find him, and I think he's a player we can count on for our future.
Well, thanks for your time, Nat Domenichelli. We appreciate it, and congrats on the big victory, 5-3.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.
There he is, the general manager, Nat Domenichelli, of the Vancouver Giants. His team improves to 4-2 on home ice with that 5-3 victory against the Kamloops Blazers, who they also defeated last night in Kamloops. So the home-and-home results in 4 points for the Giants. Bill, do you want to get to your play of the game?